Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Don't you just love it when you stumble across a book totally by accident, give it a chance, and end up loving it? That happened to me this past weekend. I was on the Parson County Library's Libby app, scrolling through available titles to download, and saw the intriguing title, Revival Season. I read the brief description and decided to give the story a try, and I'm so glad I did. Monica West's debut novel is captivating, to say the least. I downloaded the ebook on Saturday morning and was absorbed in it for most of that day. I got up Sunday morning and finished it in a couple hours. Revival Season is a story of faith and the loss of faith, both in religion and in humanity. Miriam is the teenage daughter of a black evangelical preacher who travels the South every summer, leading revivals and healing people. Miriam, her mother, and her siblings are all strictly controlled by the arrogant ex-boxer-turned-minister. As she grows older, though, Miriam begins to see the chinks in her father's armor. When she witnesses him lose his temper after failing to heal a man, Miriam sees her dad for what he truly is, a man more controlled by pride than by belief or the desire to help others. And then she discovers, completely by accident, that she can heal people. She knows not to let her father discover this ability, but at the same time, she wants to use what she believes is her God-given talent to help others. As his healing ability continues to wane and news of his uncontrollable temper spreads along the revival circuit, Pastor Sam Horton grows more volatile with his wife and children. Miriam wants to help, not so much for her father's sake, rather to make things easier for her mother and her siblings. But one of the deepest beliefs in their church is that women cannot be healers or leaders. The patriarchy is in full control. Females should only cook and clean and offer support to the men of the church. When, at the end of a short, unsuccessful revival season, Miriam decides she will heal her sister Hannah, who has cerebral palsy, she knows that she's taking a huge risk, but she feels as if this one healing is her destiny. This novel is intense and dark and disturbing at times, but the reader can't help feeling connected to Miriam throughout, though. This young girl is grappling with her own fate while also coming to terms with the truth about her father and learning her own power as a human being and a female. Although we travel across the South with the family, it is Miriam's personal journey to self-awareness and faith that is at the center of this well-written story. I highly recommend Revival Season and look forward to more from Monica West, who happens to be an English teacher, by the way. And now, quick reminder to remember that the Friends of the Parson County Library Spring Book Sale will be April 27th through April 29th. The afternoon of April 27th will offer a sneak peek for Friends members only, but you can join at the sale if you're not already a member. The sale will be open to the general public on April 28th and April 29th. Please mark your calendars to come and stock up on some ridiculously cheap reading. We are also accepting donations of gently used books. We do this year-round, by the way. You can drop the books off at the library during regular hours. Please take them inside, and the staff will gladly accept them from you. Thank you for supporting the library and the Friends of the Library. And, as always, thank you for listening, and happy reading.